Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Shor. Maseches Megillah has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yossi Taub, Lizchus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Nachman ben Malka Miriam.
Megillah Daf Yud Beis. The Gemara says, Chel Poras Umadai HaPartimim, Uchsiv, Malchei Modai Uporas. What exactly is bothering the Gemara? So Rashi says, Ksiv Poras Umadai HaPartimim, Somach HaPartimim Eitzel Modai. So Rashi understands that the Gemara's question is that in one pasuk from the smichus of the word hapartimim next to the word modai, it sounds like the partimim came from modai. Whereas in the other pasuk where it says the word malchei next to modai, it sounds like the malachim came from modai. And to this the Gemara answers, Amar Rava, snuye asnu b'hadodi. The B'nai Paras made a tanai with the people from modai. Which means that whichever nation will produce the kings, the other one will produce the officials. However, the Marsha and the Turi Evan don't like this way of understanding the question of the Gemara, because as the Turi Evan asks, how does Rava know that it wasn't both the Partimim and the Malachim that came from Modai? Since the way Rashi understands the question, we're being medayik the smichus of the word Partimim to Modai and the smichus of the word Malchei to Modai, so maybe both the Malachim and the Partimim came from Modai. So because of this, the Marsha and the Turi Evan both understand that the Gemara's question is slightly different. The Gemara's question is that in one pasuk it's maktim paras to madai. Paras is first in the pasuk, and in the other pasuk madai is before paras. So from this we understand that sometimes the people of paras were more chashuv, and sometimes it was madai. And that's why, says Rava, they made a tnai beinehem, and sometimes it came from paras, sometimes it came from madai. The Gemara tells us, "Bar oisias oisher kavoid malchuse amar Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina malamed shalavash bigdei kahuna." Achashverosh wore the bigdei kahuna at his mishta. Now, one of the things addressed by the Mefarshim here is why is it that we never find that Achashverosh was nanash, he was punished for wearing the bigdei kahuna? After all, we learned in the Gemara Daf Yud Aleph Beis that there was an oinish that happened because he used the kalim of the Beis Hamikdash. That's the whole reason why Bas Satan Verikid Beinehem Vahareg Es Vashti, because he was mishtamish with the kalim of the Beis Hamikdash. So why is it that we don't find any oinish coming to him for being loivesh to Bigdei Kahuna? So the truth is that one of the approaches taken to explain, to answer this question, is found in the Sefer Amakna in Kedushin. Because there is a machloikis rishonim in the Gemara Kedushin Daf Nun Dalar Amar Aleph as to whether the Bigdei Kahuna had a din of a kli shares or not. And what we mean when we discuss the question as to whether the Bigdei Kahuna had a din of kli shares or not, what we mean to ask is, were the Bigdei Kahuna kadosh kedushas haguf like a kli shares, or only kadosh kedushas damim like other things that belong to the Berek Habayis? A nafkamina is when a person is moyel b'shoigeg in something like the Bigdei Kahuna, does it go out l'chulin? If it's doimet to things that have kedushas damim, then it goes out l'chulin, like things that belong to the Berek Habayis. Masha'enkein, if there's kedushas haguf, like a kli shares, then the me'ilah does not cause it to go out l'chulin. The shita of Tosfos in Kedushin Daf Nun Dalin is that the Bigdei Kahuna had a din of a kli shares. And that's why Tosfos explains over there that if a person is mekadesh in isha with the Bigdei Kahuna, she's not mekudeshes unless the begadim were adayin loy nischanchu la'avoida. If they weren't yet used for avoida, they weren't broken in, so to speak, then they still don't have kedushas haguf like a kli shares. But kolzman, they were already nischanchu, then she's not mekudeshes, because by being mekadesher with it, it doesn't go out l'chulin. However, the Ramban and the Ritva over there hold that the Bigdei Kahuna are not nidoin like a kli shares, and the reason is because we're not mishtamesh begufon shel ha-Bigdei Kahuna. It's called machshire avoida. It's machshir because the kohen who wears it is capable of doing the avoida, but you don't do the avoida with the Bigdei Kahuna, and therefore they don't have a din of a kli shares. So they hold that the Bigdei Kahuna would go out l'chulin if you were mishtamesh with them b'shoigig. Says the Sefer HaMakna that according to the Ramban and the Ritva, we can very easily understand why it is that Achashverosh was not Nenash. Because as soon as the Chayalim of Nebuchadnezzar came to the Heichal, like it's Mavur in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis, everything went out L'chulin. So if you learn, like Tosfos, then it has Din of Klishar, and it wouldn't go out L'chulin. But according to the Ramban and the Ritva, we understand. Because since the Begadim already went out L'chulin, there's no Isser for Achashverosh to be Mishtamish with them. Interestingly enough, the Maral in the Ur Chodosh, according to one pshat that he mentions over there, explains why we never find that Achashverosh was Nenash. He says because he wasn't really Loivesh, the Big Day Kohen Gadol. Rather, the Pa'ulas that he did brought about a certain Yikar and Tiferes that the Kohen Gadol had when he wore the Begadim. Because he explains, Al Darkai, that there was a certain Tiferes Eliki that Achashverosh had during the Suda, and that Tiferes Eliki was similar to the Tiferes that the Kohen Gadol had when the Kohen Gadol wore the Big Day Kahuna. Now, what exactly was this Inyan? Whether Achashverosh actually wore the Big Day Kahuna, or he had a certain Bechina that was Doimit to the Kohen Gadol, what exactly was the Madrega that was being achieved by Achashverosh that bring Chazal to be Medama what he was doing at the Mishta to the Kohen Gadol? So in order to understand this, we have to give a little bit of background as to what the Madrega of the Big Day Kohen Gadol is. We know, as our Gemara Darshins, the Torah describes the Big Day Kohen Gadol as being Begadim L'Chavayit Ul'Sifaris. In general, the idea of clothing, the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Ayin Zayin Mabez, says that Levush comes from Lashon Loi Boish. There is no Busha. Because, as we know, without Begadim, a person is in a matzav of Busha. Why is there Busha when a person doesn't have Begadim? To say the truth, it wasn't always like that. We know the Pasuk says in Bereishis, Perek Beis, Pasuk Chafei, Vayiyu, Shneim Arumim, Ha'odam V'ishtoi, V'lo Yisboi Shashu. Without clothing, they didn't have a matzav of busha. So what changed after the Chet? Why is it that being Arum now is Goyrim that a person should have busha? The answer is that prior to Adam Arishin's Chet, the guf was totally kafuf, it was totally subjugated to the mareches hadas of the person's makeup. There was no disconnection between the person's seichel and his guf. Since the guf had no other natural rotzen other than the rotzen to do Hashem's rotzen, so there was no period between the seichel and the guf. It's only after the chet of Adam Arishin which caused the guf to become a davar chamri with its own ritzoinos, that the guf became a source of busha for the Adam. Because Adam is embarrassed of anything that shows his shiflus. Any part of our makeup that points in the direction of our being doimet to a behema is a source of busha for us. Because originally when man was created, it says in the Pasuk in Tilim, in Perek Ches, "Vatechasreu ma'at me'alekim," you made him slightly smaller than Hashem himself. V'chavoyd v'hodar te'atrehu. You've given him kavoyd and hodar. Man was created b'tzelem elikim. And to put it in the Lashon of the Baal HaMor, in his psicha, in the beginning of Brachas, in many places the nefesh is called kavoyd. Lochein samach libi v'yogel kavoydi. Ura kavoydi. L'man yizamercha kavoyd. Because Hashem gave from his kisei ha-kavod to man, and man is shayif, man strives for that kavod because he wants to connect to his source. Any part of man which reminds him of his lowliness is the opposite of kavod. The more a person is given the hargasha that he's important, the more we say that he's being shown kavod. Kavod has the same root as the word kavod, something that has weight, as opposed to the word kloin, which comes from the Lashon kal. Disgrace is what a person feels when he feels unimportant. The parts of the person's mitzias that remind him that he's shayach to taivas hazman, or that he's mortal, are the parts of a person that brings him busha. As the Gemara tells us in Erevin, Daf Kuf Mabez, El Molei Lo Nitna Torah, Hayinu Lemedim Tznius Mechatul. We would learn tznius from a cat. Rashi explains, She'enoi matil rei b'fnei adam u'mechasetzei osoi. You see that the mida of tznius, which is connected to the inyan of busha, is characterized by the cat being mechase, hiding the lowest part of its mitzias. the purpose of the Bigdei Kahuna was to restore the original Tzuras HaAdam, because the Kohen Gadol is the closest thing to the Madrega of Adam Rishon Kodem HaChet. Just like in Mokim, the Beis HaMikdash, and more specifically, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, is a location which is shayach to the Olam HaTikun, and this could be seen from the fact that in the Beis HaMikdash, they used to utter the Shem Bo'isi Yosef. That's something that we're only going to do La'asid Lavoi, because in our imperfect world, we do not experience Hashem as Hoya Hoy Vaviyah, so we cannot pronounce the Shem Havaya the way that it's written. We experience Him as Adoin HaKoil, the one who's in charge of everything, but we do not experience His good on a constant basis. The Beis HaMikdash, which was a place where there were constant nisim, was a place in which you could feel the hanhaga of Hashem, as we will la'asid lavei, and as one did in the world of Adam Rishon Kodem HaChet. It's only after Adam Rishon's Chet that we experience this world as a place of Hester Panim. And similarly, the Kohen Gadol, as far as the human dimension goes, is someone whose Tzuras HaAdam is restored to the Tzura of Adam Rishon Kodem HaChet, and that you could see from the piyut that we recite during the Avodah on Yom Kippur, and that's why his begadim are begadim of L'chavoid ul'sifaris. Tiferes is a term that's used to denote a balance, a harmony. Usually, a person being physical and being a neshama that's stuck inside this physical body has a lack of balance. The Teferis of the Kohen Gadol is the fact that his neshama was capable of properly shining through his guf, and the guf did not serve as a chatzitza from that kedusha. Take a look at the Maral in the Gvuras Hashem Hakdama Shlishis. And what's interesting is the Maral in the Ar Chadash, when discussing Achashverosh and what it means when it says Bahar Oseyes Osher Kavoid Malchusai Vesikar Tiferes Gdulosai, he says Kachoy Amara Achashverosh Tiferes Gdulosai Ad Sheigia Baze El Yikar Kavoid Akoin Agodoil Shalavash Bigdei Kahuna. He says Achashverosh reached a certain level of Tiferes that the Kohen Gadol had. V'hu Yikar Tiferes Kohen Gadol Ki Kohen Shalavash Bigdei Kahuna Hu Tiferes Aliki. There's a certain godly glory that the Kohen Gadol exudes. The Kachoya Achashverosh Shalavash Yikar Tiferes At Shahoya Loi Tiferes Eliki. And he explains Ki Hayamuchen Achashverosh Befrat LeKaved HaBegodim. Achashverosh was shayach to that madrega of Kaved Begodim SheHaBegodim Shehem Al Adam Heim Hatznius VeKaved SheHa Adam Miskasa Behem. Explains Maral that Achashverosh was muchen to this midah biyoyser, because the Gemara in Brachas says in the Afchesim Midbeis, Amr Shim Gamliel, Shloisha Dvarim Ani Oyev HaParsiim. There are three reasons why I love the people from Persia. Tznuim ba'achilosai, utznuim beveis hakisei, utznuim bedavar acher. The Parsiim used to hide the parts of themselves that were lower. Since they were shy to the Midas HaTznius, it was possible for Achashverosh to somewhat tap into the Madrega of Kavod and Tiferes of the Kohen Gadol. Of course, this is based on the Yesod that any time there is a certain spiritual energy which Klal Yisrael is not zoiche to access, the nations of the world are capable of capitalizing on that energy. This is why it says that the Yoifi of Eretz Yisrael went to other places in the world, etc. So Achashverosh rejoicing over the fact that the Beis HaMikdash is not going to be rebuilt, which is what he understood according to his Cheshbon, goes very much hand in hand with the fact that he either wore the Bigdei Kohen Gadol or he achieved a certain darga of Kavod El Siferes that was doime to the Kohen Gadol. Let's take this theme a step further. We know that there's a chiyuv on Purim, chayiv inish lebesumi bepuria ad la yada bein arer haman lebaruch Mordechai. Now we already alluded on daf yudam abeis to the deeper hesber in this chiyuv. What is the meaning of a chiyuv to become shikr to the point where we don't understand the difference between arer haman and baruch Mordechai? The hesber is as follows: Hashem created Adam Rishon and was mitzaveh him to eat mikol eitz hagan and not from the eitz hadas, according to the Arizal, Be'ikr, his tzivui was to eat from the Eitz HaChaim. Says Reb Isaac Chover in his Akdama to his Haggadah Yad Mitzrayim, that the Eitz HaChaim is the Eitz HaToyra. Eitz HaDas is the Eitz of Chochmas Chitzonius. And he explains what that means is that Chochmas Chitzonius, the Eitz Hadas Toivara, is the Eitz that symbolizes Teva. The Eitz HaToira is the Eitz of Lamala Min HaTeva. We know that Toira is Arucha Me'eretz Mida. Mida is Begimachia Memtes. We know that the Torah was given on the 50th day because this world, Teva, is measured by 7. The world was created in 6 days in Shabbos. Above Teva is 8. 7 times 7 is 49. When you get past Teva, that's the number 50. That's why Yovel is 50 and Shavuos is 50. Because the Hanhaga of Lamala Miderech HaTeva is symbolized in the number 50. And Adam HaRishon had a choice to either connect himself to the higher Hanhaga, in which everything is run by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, given the chance to recognize that the entire world is not really run by Teva, and Teva is only a mask for the higher Hanhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or to connect himself to Teva. The Rizal says actually that Adam Rishon was doing an Avera Lishma because he felt that there would be more Kvod Shemayim if he would put himself into the darkness of Teva, if he would give himself Bechira inside his makeup, inside his Nefesh. But that wasn't what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. You know, sometimes it appears to us that things should be done a certain way. Perhaps there'll be more Kvod Shemayim through his eating from the Eitz Hadas. And the answer to that really is that a person has to go with the Midas HaTmimus. The Midas HaTmimus is to be mevatel yourself to something that is higher than your own seichel. This is why his chet resulted in Misa. Because when you're connected to the Chai HaChayim, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's higher than the world of Teva, then there is no Misa. But when you're meshabed yourself to the finite world of your seichel, then you are already making yourself vulnerable to the forces of Misa, because this finite world is subject to decay. It's subject to Misa. That's why we find that Yaakov Avinu loy meis. Why was Yaakov Avinu loy meis? Because Yaakov ish tam. The hepech, the opposite of the oisius meis, is tam. So Adam HaRishon, who lacked the Midas HaTmimus, ended up dying. Had he eaten from the Eitz HaChayim, he would have lived forever, like the Pasuk says. And that's because he would have been fully connected to Hashem and to the higher Hanhaga. Now the job of Klal Yisrael is to be mesaken the chet of Adam HaRishon. When the Torah was given, we actually went back to the matzav of Adam HaRishon koidem achet. That's why it says in the Pasuk, Ani amarti elihim atem uvnei elyon kulchem. It was Pasuk Zuhamasan. The Zuhama that was created through the chet went away. And that's because they got the Torah. By getting the Torah, they were connected to the Eitz HaChayim on the 50th day after Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because as we explained, the number 50 symbolizes above the Teva of this world. As we already mentioned on Daf Yud Aleph, the Gemara explains that during the time of Achashverosh, Klal Yisrael were nis'atzlu b'divrei Torah. And by being nis'atzlu b'divrei Torah, they were leaving the Hanhaga of the Eitz HaChayim. We now understand the Gemara in Chulin, in the Perek Shiluach HaKein, where the Gemara says, Haman min ha-Torah minayin. What's the remez to Haman in the Torah Shebiksav? Hamin ha-Eitz. The Pasuk where Hashem is talking to Adam HaRishon and asked him, did you eat from the Eitz Hadas? Because the Koyach of Amalek is the same exact force, says the Maral, of the Nachash, whose job is to get man to connect himself to the Hanhaga of Teva, to the Eitz Hadas Toivara, as opposed to the Eitz HaChayim. And that's why Haman is merumez in the Pasuk that refers to that Chet. This is why ultimately Haman gets hanged on an Eitz that is Gavoya Chamishim Amo. Because as we said, the Hanhaga of Torah is from the Shara Chamishim. It's the day 50 after Yetzias Mitzrayim. It symbolizes above Teva, because even though Reishis Goyim Amalek believes that they're the ones who could dominate Teva, but Acharisoi Adei Oivet, Haman wants to hang Mordechai on the Eitz Gevoya Chamishim Amma, but in the end it's going to be him that gets hanged. And this is why in the time of Haman, there was Kimu V'Kiblu, Klal Yisrael was Mekabel, the Torah, Mechadosh. They realized that the only way for them to have a Kiyam is to connect themselves to the Hanhaga of Torah, to the Eitz HaChayim. And that's why it says, Lahud Maisa Oira, and the Gemara Darshan's Oira Zu Torah. And of course, Achashverosh as well was interested in seeing that Klal Yisrael stay as far as they can from the Eitz HaChaim. And now we appreciate much more what we explained before, that Achashverosh wanted to show that it's not Klal Yisrael that is capable of being connected to the Darga of Adam Rishon Koidem Achet. Klal Yisrael no longer has the Big Day Kahuna. Klal Yisrael no longer has the Beis HaMikdash. They will never be Zoiche to the Darga of Adam Rishon Koidem Achet. And just like we explained about Amalek, that Amalek believes that they are the Reishis, even though we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls us Reishis. Klal Yisrael is referred to as Reishis to Asai, which means that they are the real Tachlis of creation. So too, Achashverosh believed that he could take over that Darga, as the Maharal explains. So the real celebration of Purim is the fact that we realize that we are Shayach to the Darga of Adam Rishon Koidem Achet. And that is actually the deeper meaning of Adalo Yoda Bein Orer Haman LeBaruch Mordechai. A Jew has the capacity on Purim to reach to the world that's above the Yediyas Toivara. Adalo Yoda Bein Orer Haman LeBaruch Mordechai means until he reaches the Darga in which he does not have anymore the Yediyas Toivara that came about through the Eitz HaDas Toivara. And that's why there's even that mitzvah to remove the Das. We're trying to get away from the Eitz HaDas. We connect ourselves to the Eitz HaChaim when we understand, like we explained already in Daf Yud, that there is no Teva, that everything is really being run by Hashem. That is the Hanhaga of the Eitz HaChaim, the realization that Hashem is running everything. You know, in the Kisvei Arizal, it says that Yom Kippur is not even as great as Purim. And he explains that Yom HaKippurim, it is like Purim. That means that it's similar to Purim, but Purim is greater than Yom Kippur. Mi nitla b'mi. How is it that Purim is greater than Yom Kippur? The answer is that Yom Kippur is the highest darga that man can reach in the world of Adam HaRishon L'Acher HaChet. Adam HaRishon was created in order for him to be masig what Hashem is, be masig alakusi yizbarach. As the Ramchal explains in the beginning of the Derech Hashem, that the whole tachlis of creation is for us to understand Hashem, and that's called being nen and biziv hashchina. The greatest hatava that Hashem could do for us is to give of himself to us, because he is the tachlis atoiv. According to the original plan, says the Ramchal, that was supposed to happen while Adam was in the guf, because the guf was not tainted until he was choyte. It was shayach for Adam to be nen and biziv hashchina, even in that state, and that's what Gan Eden was. After he sinned, the only way for man to really draw close to Hashem and be masig elokusi yizbarach and be nene miziv hashchina is al yidei misa. The neshama gets separated from the guf, and then the guf does not act as the chatzitza between him and Hashem. So on Yom Kippur, we leave the guf. It's called the Shabbos. Shabbos and Shabbos is me'ein oilom haba. Oilom haba is that state of Talmid HaChachamim, yoishvim v'atreseim b'rashem v'nene miziv hashchina. Shabbos, we tap into the dimension that's higher than this world. That's why we don't further the existence of this world with melacha, because we're trying to escape the dimension of this world. And Yom Kippur is a Shabbos Shabbosin. Not only do we not do melacha, we don't even engage in physical activity like achila v'shtiyah, because we're really trying to separate ourselves from the guf. It's similar to Misa. And the Yetzer Hara, which is the force of the guf, doesn't really have shlita on Yom Kippur. The Gemara says in Nedarim, the third parak, HaSatan is Bechush B'nei 364. The gematria of HaSatan is the gematria of the amount of days in the year minus one. There's 365 days in the solar year, and 364 is the gematria of HaSatan, because there's one day that he doesn't have shlita, and that is Yom Kippur. He is the koyach of our guf after the chet. And since we leave the guf, we are, so to speak, escaping his clutches. However, Purim, as we explained, is tapping into the world of Adam Rishon Koidem Achet. That's why we don't leave the guf. And that's why it's higher than Yom Kippur. Because we come to the realization that nothing falls beyond the pale of Hashem's Hanhaga, even the Teva. We're connected to the world of the Yediyas Toiv Ra that Adam Rishon was shayach to before he was choyte. Both Yom Kippur and Purim have a shaychus to the Inyan of Goyrul. On Yom Kippur, we make a Goyrul between the Soir Lashem and the Soir Lazazel. The Zohar Kaddish explains that the Inyan of the Soir Lashem and the Soir Lazazel is the choice between Yaakov and Esav. So on Yom Kippur, we send away Esav, who is the force of Ra in the Bria, because we leave the guf and everything that entails. But on Purim, we come to the realization that even the Ra has a tachlis to bring to Kvod Shemayim. Like the Ramchal says, in Lasid Lavai, everything, even the Ra, will be part of the great Gilui, that Hashem runs everything. It's just that the Rishayim will be Megala that through the Einish that they'll receive. So the fact that Haman is hanged on a tree that's Chamishim Amma is all part of the Gilui. So there really is no difference between Ar Haman and Baruch Mordechai. Both of them serve their role in being Megala Kvod Shemayim in the Bria. In our shir on Erev and Daf Yud Gimel in this series, we mentioned a fascinating remez from the Bnei Yisoschar. The Gemara over there records a conversation that took place between Reb Meir and Reb Yishmael. Reb Yishmael met Reb Meir, and he said to him, "Bini, ma malachtecha? What is it that you do? What's your vocation?" Amarti lei, I told him, "Lavlar ani, I'm a soifer." Amarli, "Bini, have yizor be malachtecha, shemalachtecha melecha shemayim hu." Be very careful with your malacha, because it's malacha shemayim. Shema ata mechaser oisachas, oim yater oisachas. You're in danger of adding a letter or subtracting a letter. Nimtzeisa machrev es kol oilam kuloi. Rashi explains, sometimes adding a letter or subtracting a letter could result in divrei kfira. L'moshel, the word vayidaber Hashem, if you write vayidabru, it sounds like lashon rabim, as if there's more than one boirit. Amarti loy, Reb Meir said to Reb Yishmael, "Dover echad yeshli v'kankantum shemoy. I have a substance that's called kankantum that makes the ink indelible. Shani matel seichad yoy." And the Gemara explains that the idea behind this conversation was that Reb Meir was saying that not only am I careful not to add letters or subtract letters because I'm a bucky in chaseres v'yaseres, el afilu mechash lizvuv nami. Even to have the fear that a zvuv, a fly, will come, dilma asiv yasiv atage de dalis, umachikle, umashvile resh, perhaps a fly will come and sit on the tag, which is the protrusion of the ois dalid, and turn it into a resh. I'm also not afraid that that will happen, because I have davar echad yeshli v'kankantum shmoy, shani matel sechad yoy. So we ask the question, what exactly is Reb Meir alluding to when he talks about the possibility of a fly sitting on the tagei didalid, turning it into a resh? And we explained al pi the Bnei Yisoschar. The Bnei Yisoschar, in a number of places, gives a hesber in the pasuk that talks about the klala that resulted from Adam Arishin's chet. Hashem tells him that now that you sinned, v'koitz v'dardar tatzmiach loch. Instead of being able to be moitzi things from the karka with ease, you're going to encounter thorns and shrubbery, and it's not going to be so easy to produce things from the ground. Says Bnei Yisoschar, the deeper meaning in this klolo of v'koitz v'dardar is as follows. It says, before the chet of Adam Arishin, everything was clear. It was clear what is considered a mitzvah, and it was clear what is considered going keneged the Ratzon Hashem. Every action that man does is either a mitzvah, he's either being oved Hashem, or it is the opposite of a mitzvah. It's actually begeder avodah zarah. Because if a person is not doing something because that is the Ratzon Hashem, then he's doing it because he's being oved some other force. That force could be his drives, his impulses, it could be his ego, it could be society, but it's something else that's motivating the person other than trying to do the pure Ratzon Hashem. And we all know that there are certain letters in the Torah that are enlarged. Two of the letters that are enlarged in the Sefer Torah are the Dalet at the end of the Pasuk Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and the Reish at the end of the Pasuk of Lo Tishtachaveh Le'el Acher. These two Psukim actually stand for the two possibilities that we just mentioned. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is an expression of the Achdus of Hashem, the fact that all there is Hashem, and Lo Tishtachaveh Le'el Acher is Avodah Zarah. The illusion that there are other things, other forces, other than the Ratzon Hashem. And the difference between the word Echad and the word Acher is a very minute difference. All that separates between the two is a small protrusion that the Dalid has. If you take away that protrusion, then you have a Reish. Sometimes when you want to show a child the difference between two letters, you make it larger so that he could see the difference very clearly. In Lashon Kodesh, we refer to that protrusion as a koitz, such as in the word kutzoy shel yud. The protrusion that sticks out of the yud is called a koitz. It's a thorn. The numerical value of the letter resh is 200. The letter dalet is 4. The difference between the two is 196, which is the gematria of the word koitz. So as soon as Adam Arishim was choyte, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him was, V'koitz v'dardar tatzmiach loch, which literally means that you're going to have thorns and shrubbery that will grow from the ground, like we explained earlier. But in Pnimius, what that means is that whereas until now everything was clear, when something was the Dalid, meaning subservience to Hashem Echad, it was clear. And when it was an Avera, and it was Avodah Zarah, it was Lo Tishtach v'le'el Acher, you were serving, worshipping some other force, was also clear. The difference between the Dalid and the Reish was very easy to discern. But after the Chet, where Adam Rishon brought the Ra into himself, when he ate from the Eitz Hadas, he was connecting himself to the confusion of the world of Hester Ponim. He now is in a matziv where v'koitz v'dar dar tatzmiach loch, the dalet and the resh will always be mixed together. That's the Eitz Hadas toy v'ra. Anything that a person does now is always mixed in. Even when he does things l'shem shamayim, there's pnius, there are ulterior motives that cause a person to do what he does. And so the koitz, which is that protrusion from the dalet, the koitz v'dar dar tatzmiach loch, you're now going to be thrust into this world of confusion where things are not clear. And this, says the Bnei Yisoschar, is the meaning in the pasuk that it says in the end of Parashat B'shach that refers to the milchama with Amalek. Ki yod al keis ka milchama l'Hashem ba'amalek midor dor. Because like we said, Amalek is begematria suffik. Amalek doesn't want things to be clear. Amalek is that koich of the nachash, the koich hara, that tries to get us to sin and doesn't want us to see through the veneer of olam hazeh, the olam hateva. Milchama l'Hashem ba'amalek midor dor. The way that it's written in the Torah is dor dor. It's written dalet resh, because Amalek brings about that klala of the koitz v'dar dar tatzmiach loch. Like we said, haman min atorim min ayin hamin ha'etz asher tzvisicha. Now, as we explained in Daf Yud Aleph, one of the aspects of the klipa of Amalek is merumas in the inyan of the zvuv. That's why the Baal Turim says that zikarein basefer v'simba ozni Yeshua, it's written in the parasha of Ayavay Amalek, is Rosh Teves zvuv. So this, as we explained in Erevin Daf Yud Gimel, was what Reb Meir was responding to Reb Yishmael. Reb Yishmael tells him, you're a soifer, you have to be very careful with your malacha. It's Mleches Shemayim. And as we explained on Daf Yud Aleph, the Iker Koyach Keneged Amalek is Teresh Shabal Peh. And the Inyan of Teresh Shabal Peh is Kosfeim Aluach Libecha, as we explained from the Beis HaLevi, that whereas Teresh Shabiksav is written on a klaf with Diyoy, Teresh Shabal Peh is written on the Nishmas Yisroel. And when Reb Meir said that he was a Lavler, he did not mean only that he was a Sofer writing Teresh Shabiksav on klaf. He meant that he taught Torah to Nishmas Yisroel as well, and brought the Torah into the Neshamos of people. He wrote the Torah Shabal Peh on the Luach Libecha of Bnei Yisroel. And therefore he told him, you have to be very careful with your Malach, it's Malachas Shamayim. And Meir's response was that he has something called Kankantum, even the Chshash, that a Zvuv will come and sit on the Tagei the Dalid and turn it into a Reish, even the Chshash, that the confusion of Amalek, whose merum is in the Zvuv, will come and change the Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and turn it into L'Sishtach V'le'el Acher, the Dalet turns into a Reish. I'm sure that I can avoid that. And it's very significant that this is Reb Meir, because as many of this farm bring, the Shlach Kodesh and Zakdoma, and many of the Kadmoinim bring down the fact that the difference between Adam Arishin Koidem Achet and the difference between Adam Rishon L'Achrachet is in what type of levush Adam Rishon had. We already explained that Vayu Shneim Arumim Adam V'Ishtei V'Loyis B'Shashu, there was no busha in the guf of Adam Rishon. And the way that Adam Rishon looked before the Chet was with a levush of Kosnois Oyer with an Aleph. In the Torah, it says that after Adam Rishon was choite, Hashem made kosnis or. That word or is written with an ayin, because after the chet there needed to be a kisui on the guf of the Adam. Before the chet, kosnis or was with an aleph, it was light. The neshama shone through the guf. But after the chet, the word or is written with an ayin, kosnis or meaning skin, a kisui. The guf is now a kisui for the or of the neshama. And the Medrash tells us in Bereishis Rabbah that b'toirosei shel Rebbe Meir, in Rebbe Meir's Sefer Torah, the word or was written with an aleph. Rebbe Meir is Miloshin Meir, which means that he lights up. And Rebbe Meir's Sefer Torah did not have or with an ayin, which means that he wasn't shayach to the kolala of Adam Rishon la'achar achet. He was somehow connected to the madrega of kosnis or with an aleph, where the guf is not a chatzitza between the or of the neshama and the person. And that's why Reb Meir says that I'm not afraid that there's going to be a zvuv coming and confusing me and changing the dalet into a resh, because I am not shayach to the klola of Adam Rishon after he was choyte. Reb Meir is the one who learned Torah from Acher. It says that Reb Meir was able to extract the good from Acher, even though Acher, unfortunately, was connected to the Inyan of Leisishtachva Le'el Acher, to Avodah Zarah, he was Koitzitz Benetiyas, but Reb Meir was capable of accessing the Torah that he learned from him and using it for the good. So the Bigdei Kahuna that we started our discussion with involve Kosnois, which are meant to be a Ha'ara from the Kosnois Or from before the Chet. Achashverosh wanted to take away from Klal Yisrael any ability to connect to the world of Adam Rishon Koidem HaChet, which is the Big Day Kohen Gadol, as we explained. And ultimately, at the end of the story, it's really Mordechai who goes out with Levush Malchus to symbolize the fact that we really did recapture the Madrega of Adam Rishon Koidem HaChet. And that is why it results in Adalo Yada Bein Ar Haman LeBaruch Mordechai. It resulted in hanging Haman on the 8th Gavoya Chamishim Amma. It was a true Hisgabris over Nochama LaShem Bamulik Midor Dor, the Dalet Reish, Dalet Reish, because we were Menatzeach over Haman whose Merum is in Hamin Ha'Eitz. The question is asked by the Mefarshim, why was it so terrible that Klal Yisrael were nene misudosa shel oisei rasha, that it's been given in our Gemara as an explanation as to why they're nischaivu kloya? We can understand, perhaps, nishtachvu letzelem, if it was avodah zarah, that that's something that would warrant kloya. But why would being nene misudosa shel oisei rasha warrant such a terrible punishment? What chet was there? So there are various explanations given in the Mefarshim. According to the Sifsei Chachamim, it was the Yom Eidoi of Achashverosh, and there was Tzrach Avodah Zarah. That means that there was Avodah Zarah being worshipped at the Suda. According to the Rosh Yosef, they were being nichshel in Averis like Chelev and Dam, which is somewhat Tzarachian, since the Gemara says, La'asois kirtzoin ish va'ish, refers to Ritzayin Mordechai and Haman, which sounds like they were only eating food that was kosher. In the Medrash Rabbah, it sounds like they were trying to be machti them in Gili Arayis at the Suda. However, according to Rabbi Isaac Chaver, in the Sefer Yasiach Yitzchak, in his Drush L'Parsha Zachar, he says that the Iker Achet was, since Achashverosh was making a Simcha Mishte based on his Cheshbon of the 70 years, and he saw that Klal Yisrael weren't Nigal, Klal Yisrael should have been mitztayer on the Churban Beis Hamikdash and not be nana at all from the Simcha that Achashverosh was being mesameach over the lack of Geula of Klal Yisrael. He says that being nana from this Suda was as if Klal Yisrael was being moided to him and being misyayish from the Binyan Beis Hamikdash. Now, as far as the Gemara's maskana, that the reason why they were nischaivu kloya is because they were shtachavu litzelem, we have to ask the following question. In Tosfos in Ksubas, Daf Lamagilum Veiz, the Gemara over there says, El mole nagdu al chananya mishova azarya, havu palchi litzelma. If they would have given Yisurim to Chananya, Mishael, Azariah, they would have bowed down to the Tzelem. And Tosfos asks, Minolan, how can we say such a thing? The Gemara says in Perek HaRoye, Kshetzius Rebbe Kiva, Amar Kol Yoma Yisim Itztair Al Pasuk Zeh, Emasa Yovel Yodav HaKaimenu, B'chol Nafshecha. Meaning to say that what they did to Rebbe Kiva, even though there were terrible Yisurim, there were Mesarkin, Besorei, B'masreka Shel Barzel, that still was a kiyum of the Pasuk B'chol Nafshecha. That means that a person is not only Mechuyev to be Moiser his Nefesh, and not bow down to Avodah Zarah, he's even mechuyev to be soivel yisurim. So how could we say that El Molin Agdua, Lechanani Mishova Azariah, they would have bowed down to the Tzelem? Answers Toisvis, Va'omer Rabbeinu Tam, Da'oise Tzelem, Lo Yehoya Avodah Kechavim Mamish. The Tzelem was not Avodah Kechavim Mamish, Lo Yehosi Lechvoid HaMelech. It was made Lechvoid Nebuchadnezzar. Even so, Toisvis says that this involved a Kiddush Hashem, and that's where they were Moiser Atzban Lemisa. Toisvis says at the end that the Lashon, Polchu Letzalma, sounds like worship. So therefore, it sounds like it wasn't just an act of bowing down, it was real Avodah Zarah. So you see two deists in Toisvis as to whether this was real Avodah Zarah or not. Now, Bishlama, if it was real Avodah Zarah, we can begin to understand why the Klal Yisrael were Neschaivu Kloya for bowing down to the Tzelem. But if it was only an act of showing covet to Nebuchadnezzar, why would they be Chayev Kloya for such a thing? So the Rishonim saying Ksubis, the Toisvis, the Ramban, the Rashba, that even if it wasn't real Avodah Zarah, they still should have ran away or be Meiser Nefesh in order that it should not look as if they're being Mishtachve to Avodah Zarah. And that's because such a thing creates a Chilul Hashem. And this is what they learn is the Pshat in the Gemara when it says, Heim loy asu ela lefanim. Because the Pashta Pshat in the Gemara is that it was real Avodah Zarah, but they just did it to make it appear like their Kavanah was L'shem Avodah Zarah, when in actuality they were just trying to make it look like they were maskim to the Avodah Zarah, but their real intention was not to bow down to Avodah Zarah. It was Machmas Yira and Oynes, but it wasn't in order to be Mekabel, the Avodah Zarah, as an Eloya. However, according to this Pshat, when we say Heim Lo Asu Ela Lefanim, what we mean to say is that their whole chet was just what it appeared to be, because it really wasn't Avodah Zarah. And their whole avla, heim le'asu el lefanim, all they were doing wrong was making it look as if they were bowing down to Avodah Zarah. In the Sefer Yaris Dvash, in Chelik Aleph Drush Gimel, he has a fascinating pshat to explain our Gemara. First, the Talmidim asked Rav Shimon ben Yochai, why were they nischayvu kloya? And he said to them, you should say a pshat. And they said, because they were nenemus hadasa shloisei rasha. And then he says, im kain, it should only be the people in Shushan. And therefore, the pshat that he gave was that they were nishtachve letzelem. And he says that it sounds like, from the Gemara, that there is some sort of relationship between these two chatoim. What could that relationship possibly be? Says the Yaris Dvash, that one has to understand, like we asked before, how could it be that for being Nena Misudosei Shal Oisei Rasha, they should be Nischaivu Kloya? What is so terrible about being Nena from his Suda? And he says that the answer is, because at that Suda, they used the Kelim from the Beis HaMikdash. And since they drank out of Klei Kodesh, that entails Mi'ila, and Mi'ila, when it's done B'mezid, is B'misa. So they were Chayev Misa for being over in the Yisr of Mi'ila. However, he says, just like we mentioned earlier, the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah Daf Nun Beis, there's a drasha of Ba'u Peritzim V'chilaluhu, that the moment the Goyim capture a Dover Kadosh, the Gemara has a drasha that says that it goes out L'chulet V'chilaluhu. So if you hold that the din of Ba'u Peritzim V'chilaluhu says that even a Klishares goes out L'chulet, then for being Nenemi Sudasar Shloisei Rasha, they can get out of the Einish by saying that they darshan that pasuk, and it no longer has a din of a kli sharis. However, says Rabbi Yonah Sanebishas in the Yaris Dvash, that if that's true, then retroactively from Yemei Nebuchadnezzar, they should have gotten punished. Because he brings down a medrash that says that during Nebuchadnezzar's time, when they had to bow down to the Tzelem, Nebuchadnezzar put the Tzitz HaKodesh on the Tzelem. So on the Tzelem was written the words Kodesh Lashem. And with this, explains the Yaris Dvash, this is the reason why Klal Yisrael was not really punished during the time of Nebuchadnezzar for bowing down to the Tzelem. You see that they were only in a Schai of Kloya now. Why is that? He says that since the Tzitz was on the Tzelem, their intention when they bowed down to the Tzelem was that it should look to Nebuchadnezzar as if they're bowing down to the Tzelem, but in actuality they were bowing down to the Tzitz that sat on a Kodesh Lashem. So their Kavanah was to bow down to Hashem himself. But that, he says, only makes sense if the Kedusha remained on the Tzitz. However, if you darshan the Pasuk of Bo, Pritzim, V'chilaluhu, as soon as the tzitz fell, bidei Nebuchadnezzar, it lost its kedusha. And then they shouldn't be bowing down to the tzitz, because the tzitz no longer has kedusha, and then it's just a tzelem that says the word Kodesh Lashem, which is a real avodah zarah. So now there was a taina on them, mimanafshach. That taina only happened when they were nena misudasai shalach hashverish. The taina of mimanafshach is, if you hold that there is a drasha of vo paritz v'chilaluhu, and once something that's kaddish goes bidei the goyim, it loses its kedusha, then you are chayev from the time of Nebuchadnezzar for being oivet avodah zarah, because the tzitz no longer has kedusha. And if you hold that the tzitz retained its kedusha, because you don't darshan bo paritz v'chilaluhu, then how did you have a right during the Suda of Achashverosh to use clay kodesh for the Mishta? How do you have the right to use the kelim from the Beis HaMikdash? Obviously, you do hold of the drasha of bo paritz v'chilaluhu, in which case you're chayev kloya from the time of Nebuchadnezzar. Of course, his whole shtickel Torah only makes sense if you understand that it's possible for both the kelim from the Beis HaMikdash and the Big Day Kahuna to go out lechulin, which works only according to some of the Rishonim. Because as we mentioned earlier in this shir, something that has on it Kedushas HaGuf, like a Kli Shares, according to some Rishonim, doesn't go out lechulin, even if you do darshan the Pasuk of Bo Pritzim V'chilaluhu. When Reb Shimon ben Yochai answered his Talmidim that the real reason why Klal Yisroel and Eschayvu Kloya was because Mipnei Sheishtachvu L'Tzelem, because they bowed down to the Tzelem in the Yimei Nebuchadnezzar, they answered back to him, Amr Loi V'chimasu Ponim Yesh B'davar? Is Hashem Noisi Ponim B'mishpat? Does he show favoritism? Amr Lehem, so he answered them, Heim Le'asu El Lefonim, Afak Rosh Baruch Le'asu Yimoyim El Lefonim. Now the question that's asked by some of the Mefarshim is, why is it that this question of V'chimasu Panam Yesh B'dover is more of a question on Reb Shimon ben Yochai than on their answer? Remember that Reb Shimon ben Yochai's Talmidim gave a different answer why they were Nischayv Kloyim. Mipnei Shenenu Misudasa Shaloisei Rasha. So inasmuch as being Nenu Misudasa Shaloisei Rasha is enough of a reason to be Mechayv them Kloya, why then don't they ask on themselves V'chimasu Panam Yesh B'dover? Answers Reb Yonis and Eibishitz in the Yaris Devash, based on the Gemara in Brachis and Afchaf Mebeis. Over there the Gemara says, Amru Malachi Asharis Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Kosa B'Toyrascha, it says in your Torah, Asher Lo Yisa Ponim Lo Yikach Shoichat. It refers in the Pasuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Elokeo Elokim, Adoineho Adoinim, Okei Lagoda Lagibra V'Anoira, Asher Lo Yisa Ponim Lo Yikach Shoichat. He does not show favoritism to anybody. Asher Lo Yisa Ponim. V'Haloi, Ata noisi ponim li Yisrael. You show favoritism to Klal Yisrael. Dichsiv Yisa Hashem ponav eilecha. Hashem answered the Malachim, Amar lehem, v'chi loy esa ponim li Yisrael. Should I not favor Klal Yisrael? Shekasavti lehem b'toyra. I wrote for them in the Torah, v'achalt v'savato v'irachta, as Hashem lekecha. There's only a chiyuv, a birksa mazin, when a person is saveya, when he eats a shir sviya, v'heim medaktikim al atzmam, ad kezayis v'ad kebeya. They are medaktik on themselves. Since Klal Yisrael goes lefnim mishur sadin, so I am noisei ponim, I also go lefnim mishur sadin. Says the Yaris Devash, that's why on the teretz of Bipnei Shenenu Misudasi Shaloisei Rasha, you can answer the question of Chimasu Ponim Yesh B'dover, that indeed Hashem shows Nesias Ponim to Klal Yisrael. However, bowing down to a Tzelem is an act of Oivet Avodah Zarah. Once they are Oivet Avodah Zarah, says the Yaris Dvash, a tzibur that's Oivet Avodah Zarah, we know that they're treated like Oivdei Kechavim, meaning they no longer have the Maila, the special quality of Klal Yisrael that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Noisei Ponim to them. They're treated like any other people, who, it says, HaKela Gadol HaGibra V'Anoira, Asher Lo Yisa Ponim. So therefore, the Talmidim only asked Reb Shimon ben Yochai on his Mahalach that it was because they were Shtachvu L'Tzelem. The Gemara darshins on the words Bachatzar Ginas Bisan Melech Ravu Shmuel Chad Amar Aroy Lechatzer Lechatzer Aroy Legina Legina Aroy Lebisan Lebisan. They were split up into different places according to their level. Bechad Amar Aishivan Bechatzer Vleich Zikasan Bagina Vleich Zikasan Achech Nisan Lebisan Vech Zikasan. Then the Gemara brings down Masisa Tana. The Brisa says Hoishivoysan Bechatzer Upasach Lem Shnei Psachim. He put them all in the Chatzer and he opened up two doors, Echad Legina Vechad Lebisan. asks the Maral, what exactly is the machloikis here? Why are these details important? Says the Maral that the entire Suda of Achashverosh was being meramez to higher inyonim. He says that Malchusa da'ara kemalchus derekia legamri. He continues the theme that he discusses from the Big Day Kahuna, and he says that Achashverosh conducted his Suda just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu conducts the world. Hashem put people in Olam Hazeh. Some people manage to climb up and they're roi to the Olam Ha'elyon. The Chatzar symbolizes the lower worlds, the Gina symbolizes the higher worlds. Not everybody is zoicha to the same madrega. He then explains that the Man Yamar says that he put the Bechotzer v'leich zikasan holds that the individual person really deserves to be in the lowest madrega, which is Olam Hazeh Shuffle. However, mitzad haklal, a person has an added maila, which allows him to be incorporated in the Olam Ha'elyon. Because he says that the klal has a special maila that elevates all its members. Therefore, he says, even though he started out, he put them in the chatzar, but it was loyach zikasan because they were a klal. And he continues and he says, yesh lecha ladas, ki ha'adam hu gashmi, v'zeh mitzad ha'olam ha'tachtan ha'gashmi. Man has different parts to his metzias. He has part of the olam ha'tachtan, which is the gashmi part of his makeup, and he also has the neshama, which comes from the elyonim. Above that, he has the seichel, which is nivdal from everything. And this symbolizes the different levels of man. When you put them in the chatzar, that's the lowest tanhaga, and the gina is above that. The bison is on top of that. And al derech hazeh, he explains the third shita as well. Take a look in Maral on the pasuk in the Megillah of Achatzar Ginas Bison Hamelech.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.